So you can see on the screens our TBS yods, quite the diversity. So this is the one that Rabbi Perlin called the arthritic yod. I do not know how the finger got bent up like that. Maybe some of you know the history, but there it is. Another one to what looks different about this from the one of these things is not like the other. Anyone notice what looks different? It's left-handed. Apparently, there's been left-handed and right-handed yods for centuries. So, of course, there's always been left-handed people. We have some modern yods and Jerusalem scene and all kinds. Everybody has their favorite. They're all really beautiful. I kind of like, even though I am right-handed, I kind of like the feel. It has a nice weight to it. So anyway, our yods are as diverse as we are. So what does yod mean? I went to Urban Dictionary. A lot of you may know Urban Dictionary. It's an online site with current slang. So if you hear some kind of teen slang and you don't know what it is, you go to Urban Dictionary, and guess what? Yod is in there. It is actually the abbreviation of Yah Dude. So, Yah Dude. Yah Dude. So whether this is a dude or a dudette, or something else entirely, the Torah Yod has a long history. So any of our seventh graders remember what Yod means? Yeah. It does. Excellent. A lot of people think it means finger for obvious reasons, but it actually is the entire hand. So we know that there have been metal pointers used to read from a Torah scroll for at least 2,000 years. And how do we know that? Because there is a story in the Talmud that talks about Torah pointers in the school of Beitar. So Beitar was a large city in the Jewish area of Judea. And after the temple, okay, this is going to be Trivial Pursuit for the seventh graders. After the temple, the second Jerusalem temple was destroyed in what year? I heard someone say, I don't know if it was a... 70
C.
Yes, but you're not a seventh grader, but that's okay. And it's good to share your wisdom in any case. So I know a number of our seventh graders know that too. So after the temple was destroyed, there were still Jews there. The Romans destroyed the temple. There was still battling going on with the Jews and the Romans. And apparently it is written in the Talmud that when the teachers in the school in Beitar, they had their pointers, their Torah pointers, and if a Roman soldier would force his way in, they would use the yod to stab the Roman soldier. Do not do that here. Do not do that anywhere. So that's a historical fact. That is not a suggestion. Our yods are only used for reading special holy Jewish text. So, seventh graders, what could you read with your yods? What kind of, Josh? You could read from the Torah with your yod. What could you do at home as you study for your bar or bat mitzvah? What could you use it for? You could read your siddur with your yod. Excellent. I know that you guys have folders of many, or at least a number of you do already. You could read your Haftarah portion, all kinds of special things you could do with your yod. So your yod is a holy ritual object, and it's used to connect directly to our centuries-old texts. In some other religions, only a special holy person can connect with God. And so for sort of the average person to connect with God, they have to go through somebody else. Well, not so in Judaism. No Jewish person is more holy than any other Jewish person. So your yod reminds you, kind of like this, your yod reminds you that you yourself, you are empowered to directly read from the Torah scroll, to directly read from your Jewish texts, to access all of them. And that once you're bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah, you can lead and participate in services, you do mitzvot, you can learn and teach about all kinds of Jewish things, and improve. Something that I notice a lot of them mention at their bar bat mitzvah ceremonies, that on Yom Kippur, it is time to fast and to think about what you've done wrong in the past and toward reflecting on your life to improve for the future. So the yad, a hand, is held up by another yad, your hand. I like that imagery of the Torah's lessons and values being possible because of hands guiding hands. The hands of our ancestors guiding our hands. As we pass our tradition down, l'dor v'dor, from generation to generation, yad in yad, hand in hand, together we move forward in Jewish learning, in Jewish living, in bringing our best Jewish values to our homes and our communities and our world, to make all of us the best we can be. Seventh graders, our tradition is now in your yadayim, in your hands. So I am going to call up each seventh grader, and as I call them up, you will bring your yad with you. It will be sanctified by spending a little time on our Torah scroll, and you can all put them on the Torah scroll that is our special Torah of memory, used for many generations by European Jews and surviving the Holocaust and coming to rest with us. So as I open the ark, please rise. Goldring, Haley Gradden, Lincoln Heffron, Joshua Hirsch, Sarah Icahn, Lynch, Leah Kessler, Robert Kucharczyk, Maddie Levine, Gabby Wynn, Zachary Sweat. Did I get all of our seventh graders?
continue singing. Continue with the singing of Standing on the Shoulders in your service folder.
In the garden there's a tree planted by someone who only imagined. What love vision. I marvel at the gift. No fruit could be sweeter than this. I'm standing on the shoulders of the ones who came before me. As my people went from land to land, something passed from hand to hand. And it isn't just the words and stories of the ancient laws and golden glories. It's the way we study the book we study. It's the way we study the way. I'm standing on the shoulders of the ones who came before me. I'm standing on the shoulders of the ones who came before me. Today my life is full of choice, because a young man raised his voice. Because a young girl took a chance. I am freedom's inheritance. Years ago they crossed the sea, and they made a life that's come to me. I'm standing on the shoulders of the ones who came before me. I'm standing on the shoulders of the ones who came before me. So in the garden I'll plant a seed, a tree of life for you to eat. The fruit will ripen in the sun. Will sound when I am gone. These are the things I pass along, the fruit, the book, and the song. I'm standing on the shoulders of the ones who came before.